In this episode, I'm going to talk about intrusive thoughts, what they are, and how to manage them.
If like me, you're someone that struggles with their mental health, yes, I know it's a pain in the ass, but you are not alone, as you'll see from this podcast.
Hello, my name is James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. I'm a happily married father of three, and we live on the south coast of the UK near Brighton. I set up this podcast because I really want to support parents, specifically dads, and I suppose even more specifically dads like myself who struggle with their mental health. I've struggled with my mental health on and off since my teens, and in 2010, following a 12-week CBT course with the NHS, I was diagnosed with having pure OCD. The way my OCD manifests itself is largely with intrusive thoughts. And for anyone who's not sure of the term, OCD obsessions are lasting and unwanting thoughts that keep coming back, or urges or images that are intrusive and can cause distress or anxiety. You might try and ignore them or get rid of them by acting out some sort of ritual. I set up this podcast in 2022, and it's always been about supporting dads in lots of ways, with parenting issues and marriage, but mainly mental health. And I think to niche down, I think it's really important when you're doing a podcast to actually focus on the topic that really matters to you. And if I had to choose one thing that I wanted this podcast to be, I really want it to be a safe place where people who are really struggling with intrusive thoughts or their mental health as a whole can come and listen to a podcast and not necessarily fix their problems, but might just realize that they're not alone in having problems. Having intrusive thoughts is never fun. At its best, it can be mildly annoying, and its worst can be utterly debilitating and can make living a normal, functioning family life quite a challenge. What I'm hoping that will happen through this podcast is that I might be able to inspire other people who struggle with intrusive thoughts to come on and share their experiences. Or maybe anyone who's had any sort of mental health issue and has found a way to overcome it might come on and talk on the show. And I'm hoping that will help anyone who's listening who thinks that they're completely alone, or it's utterly pointless, or ultimately their life is doomed. Because in an ideal world, I would love to be a man who can just leave a house without checking a door's lock 15 times. Or that I don't obsess that me driving through a big puddle could have indirectly meant that I lost control of my car and caused some horrendous accident. The thoughts I get are distressing, and it's been a lifelong battle, and it will continue to be one. But if me having this issue and me talking about having this issue helps someone out there realize they're not alone, and also realize that there can be some good from it, then it'll be completely worth it. So what are some examples of OCD intrusive thoughts? For me, it's that maybe I've knocked someone over when I'm driving a car, or worrying that you're going to harm someone because you lose self-control. Violent intrusive thoughts or images of yourself doing something violent or abusive. And these can be some of the sort of intrusive thoughts that people with OCD have to deal with on a daily basis. The problem I find with intrusive thoughts is there's never the same intrusive thoughts. You don't start with 10 intrusive thoughts you have to deal with every day throughout your life. They change and they evolve. So for me, locking doors used to be a real issue. Checking lights were off, checking the gas was off, checking taps were off used to be a big deal. But in the past few years, that's something that isn't so much of an issue. Driving has always been something that has concerned and worried me. Or the idea that something I could have said might have upset someone or offended someone. Behavior like this means that you end up having to check emails over and over again. Or that you might obsess about a conversation you had. It just generally makes your life harder because you've got more work to do. The only benefit that I can see so far is that actually having this means that you're much more compassionate of other people who are dealing with not just OCD, but any mental health issue. It takes one to know one. And I can tell people who are struggling. I see someone check a car door several times. And I think that's what I want this channel to be. I want it to try and normalize the fact that people have intrusive thoughts, people worry about all sorts of things, and your intrusive thoughts aren't you, they're something that happened to you. Because for me, a lot of the problem with intrusive thoughts is you end up feeling quite ashamed. Why do I have these thoughts? Why am I this person? And that can lead to depression. And I'm not for a second saying that lots of conversations about intrusive thoughts or a podcast about intrusive thoughts is instantly going to help is instantly going to erase them or make them not a problem. I just think it might help to normalize it a bit more. And I certainly know when I'm stuck in a rumination about some fictitious road traffic accident or some email I sent last week or something I said to someone worrying that could have been misconstrued or upset them in some way, I think, do you know what? If I could listen to a podcast of two people talking about worries they've had or issues, it might help. It just might take the edge off it. And sometimes that's all you need, just something to slightly take the edge off. I've done some research, and according to Harvard Education, when I put in how do I stop intrusive OCD thoughts into Google, this is some of the advice that came up. How to deal with intrusive thoughts. Number one, consider speaking with a mental health professional. This does help, and actually, it was my GP who initially referred me to do the CBT course. And the CBT course helped me understand a bit more about intrusive thoughts and gave me some effective strategies to deal with it. And I am in a better place than I was. Number two, try exposure response prevention, in brackets ERP. My understanding of this is you've got to put yourself in the situation more. So you've got to make yourself lock the door or even close the door and just walk away. Try and manage, try and deal with those feelings of anxiety that build up in you when you don't check something, when you don't do the ritual. That's incredibly hard. And I'll be honest, it's not something I've successfully managed yet. Or in my case, maybe when I've driven somewhere on my own or I've driven back from work and I've got an intrusive thought about something that happened on the journey, resisting the urge to ask my wife questions that she can't possibly answer about a journey that she wasn't on. Because actually, it doesn't give me the reassurance I want. And actually, all it does is reinforce the intrusive thought. And I feel intrusive thoughts, I view them as, I don't know, clouds in the sky. They pass by, they do eventually go. Often they're replaced with some other anxiety or worry, or more positively, they're just replaced, in my case, with family life. I come in from work worrying about the fact that I drove through the lights and they were orange, not green, and what does that mean, and could that have caused an accident? And after about half an hour, just the pace of family life takes over. It's having the ability to just sit with that anxiety, having that feeling in your stomach, just being able to live with it and just let it go. Instead of trying to push it down, just let it be what it is. Acknowledge it. Don't judge it. All of these things are incredibly difficult things to do that I haven't yet effectively done myself, but I'm working on it. And I suppose the more I do it, the more I resist the temptation to get reassurance from my wife. Do you think I did this? Did this happen? Did I cause an accident? Did I resist the urge to ask her all these ridiculous questions she can't possibly answer? The more I do it and the more I get comfortable with living with that anxiety, the easier it will become. And tip number four, which seems to be sort of one I reckon they've just shoehorned in, consider exercising regularly. Exercise does really help. That is true. And I found over the years, a very effective way to deal with my intrusive thoughts is to do any form of exercise, in particular Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. Any exercise where you are completely present and really only focusing on the activity itself is the most effective, I've found. For example, jogging can be great, but quite often it allows me the headspace to ruminate about things I've been worrying throughout the day. Whereas when I'm trying to stop a Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu black belt from choking me, I really can't worry about anything else other than that black belt trying to choke me. I really hope you got something for this episode. And if you have any questions for me, I'd love to hear from you. I really want to make this podcast a positive, safe community where people who are struggling can come, can get information, or just get a bit of reassurance that actually they're not the only person in the world dealing with this sort of issue. And also, if you ever feel inspired to come on and talk about a mental health crisis that you've overcome, please contact me at www.dadmindmatters.com. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.